In
February 1947, I know exactly when it was because my sister died then. In February 1947, we were sent a priest. His name was Fritz Hefner, born in Emmerich, but he came as a curate from Wilhelmshaven.
After the war, Erich Thyssen was an altar boy in Zifflich.
Ist dann mit einem Gefährt, ist mit seinem Transport nach Zifflich gekommen.
He came with his own transport to Zifflich, and then he was with the Görtners. They'd got a room with a camp bed ready for him so that he could stay there.
Soldatenbett parat gestellt, damit sich da niederlassen konnte.
He was a very young curate, and he struggled along in the hut in Zifflich.
In der Baracke gekämpft, wurde dann.
Then he was told to look after Viola too, so he'd go to and fro on his bicycle, as far as the weather allowed it. It was sometimes really hard to cope with it.
The houses and roads are no more than rubble and potholes. In Zifflich, there's no church and no parish house. Mass is said in a temporary hut, which during the week also serves as a school. When Father Hefner began his work, Erich Thyssen was 12.
Ich habe bei ihm ja viel lernen müssen, was heißt immer hin und her.
I learned a lot with him, from him, I mean. Forever running here and there. You have to realize there was no telephone, no news service.
Vom Pastor aus musste ich überall hingeschickt werden.
I did all of that. The priest sent me everywhere. I had to tell people, tomorrow I'm bringing communion for the sick. There were a lot of old and very sick people in Zifflich who had only just survived the move back and that. But then on top of that, the priest then decided to rebuild the former parish house.
Later, the people of Zifflich would joke about their priest. When he was ordained, they'd say, the bishop mixed some cement into the oil with which he was anointed. How else could Fritz Hefner have become such a good builder? In Zifflich, the rubble pastor first built an improvised church, and of course, he joined in the work with his own hands. In Weiler, he made sure the old church was repaired. But then in 1949, parts of the Weiler parish suddenly found themselves in the Netherlands.
Und diese Dinge hat natürlich erstmal erlernen müssen, obgleich ein Emmericher war.
And he had to learn these things, the border traffic and so on, even though he came from Emmerich. He thought, I'm the priest here. When I go in procession round Weiler, like I always have, but he couldn't anymore. The customs officer stood there and said, stop, you can go up to here and no further.
Bis hier und nicht mehr da.
Fritz Hefner lived by the motto, love knows no frontiers. He didn't like being stopped in his tracks. He met these odd border situations with imagination and humour, and often wrote them up in the form of stories. Another of his passions was smuggling.
War ein starker Raucher und rauchte auch.
He was a heavy smoker, and he liked Dutch cigarettes, which of course he got from the people in Weiler who went to the little church in Weiler across the border there. No one could stop him doing that. And he might have taken a bag of coffee with him sometimes too. He liked his cup of coffee.
Fritz Hefner served in the parishes of Zifflich and Weiler for 37 long years. He must have cycled up and down the road between the two villages thousands of times. Today, it's called Hefnerdeich in his honour. Fritz Hefner was laid to rest in 1989 in Zifflich Cemetery.